ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददति स्वावदन्दिगम् अदतनस्थनन्दन् दैवदं यचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपवदाम्बुजो धुलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चकल्पत्रिभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। So today we're going to discuss about the appearance of Radhakund, which we find in the purport of the pastime of killing of Aristasura. And since this is also the month of Radharani Kartik, Urjavrat, and there's a very beautiful verse that was written in Radhakund by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami about Srimati Radharani, that very beautifully describes our Srimati Radharani here in our temple. I'm convinced that Raghunath Das Goswami saw in the future that Srila Prabhupada would bring devotees from all over the world to come to Vrindavan, to come to Radhakund, and he would establish this beautiful Krishna Balaram temple. And he saw into the future, he saw the beautiful face of Srimati Radharani in our temple, and he wrote this verse. Gaurim raktambaram ramyam sunetra susmitananam shamam savistam sadikam radhikam asret sada. Gaurim, she's very beautiful, golden complexion. Gaurim raktambaram ramyam. Rakta means red. Raktambaram, ambaram means cloth. She's covered. Gaurim raktambaram ramyam. Just like we know Radha Raman, who loves Radharani. So Ramya means very, very lovely. She's dressed in very, very lovely reddish dress. Gaurim raktambaram ramyam sunetra. Now most of you know the meaning netra means eye. But here, Raghunath doesn't say she has ordinary eyes. He says sunetra. You see our Radharani, she has very beautiful eyes. In fact, if somebody paints them different than the way they are, it is a huge controversy. I've seen when they repaint the deities, sometimes they haven't painted them right, and everybody, all the older devotees, become very upset. Because their eyes are sunetra. Susmitananam. We read in Nectar Devotion, smita means that smile, but just before the tooth is going to be visible. But Radharani susmitananam. She has a very sweet smile. Susmitananam, shamam. She's very, very simple. Just like when you go to Radhakund, you'll see Radhakund is very square, straight. But you'll see Krishnakund is very crooked. Shamam, she's very simple. But even though she's very simple, Sunetra Susmitananam, shamam swabhistam sadhikam. Swabhistam sadhikam. We're doing sadhana to get our swadhya. Sadhya. Swabhistam. Abhistam, you know, means desire. Swabhistam, her own. She's very simple, but she's very expert how to always get her desire. Shamam swabhistam sadhikam. Sadhikam. She's very expert to get her way with Sri Krishna. Shamam suvistam sadhikam radhikam asriyet sada. Sada, just like we sing in Tulsi Puja every day. Sada means always. Ashraya, just like we know Ashraya. Radhikam Ashrayet Sada. I always take shelter of that Srimati Radhikam. Srimati Radharani ki. So today is Bahulashtami, but for many of you it will be a big surprise to know this is not the appearance of Radhakund. Though it is commonly told and all the people go there, actually they all went last night. So in another sense it's not the appearance of Radhakund. But nobody has shown me any writings of any of our acharyas who ever described that the appearance of Radhakund was on Bahulashtami at midnight. There is a verse in Padma Puran that describes that the month of Kartik is very dear to Srimati Radharani, and anyone who wants to please her very much must take bath on Bahulashtami day. I've seen the Sanskrit, there's no mention of night, no mention of midnight, no mention of appearance, it just says that one can please Radharani very much if one takes bath in the month of Damodar in Radhakund. And if you've ever been, now we'll go back, what our acharyas have written is in his commentary on this particular pastime of the killing of Aristasura, which is connected with the appearance of Radhakund. Jiva Goswami writes that this took place on Chaitra Purnima, that night that we celebrate for Balaram's Rasa dance in Ramghat. That is Chaitra Purnima. First comes Falgun Purnima, we know that's Gaur Purnima. The next Purnima is Chaitra Purnima. But nobody's ever shown me that any of our acharyas have ever written that the appearance of Radhakund is on the Bahulashtami night. But it is auspicious. Padma Puran says one should take bath on the Bahulashtami day. If anybody's ever been, you've probably seen that all the villagers come and throw peta in the water, this type of squash, type of pumpkin called peta. They make a famous sweet in Agra from this peta. All those Prishvasis there hoping to get a child. So somehow these two pastimes of taking bath in Radhakund and this old pastime of the villagers of some sort of fertility rite, it merged together and it's become known as the appearance of Radhakund. But Jiva Goswami very clearly describes that Krishnasura was killed on the Chaitra Purnima. And we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan just about 2 years ago. There was a big celebration in Vrindavan for the 500th anniversary of Mahaprabhu's arrival in Vrindavan. He arrived on the Kartik Purnima. So we cannot say that it is the day that Mahaprabhu discovered Radhakund either. But anyway, since it's a month of Radharani, and it's a very beautiful pastime, and we should discuss beautiful pastimes in this month of Kartik, we'll tell this appearance of Radhakund. I saw one article a year ago, of course they haven't changed the calendar yet, but the GBC also saw this evidence, and they've also scratched it off from this day as appearance of Radhakund. Even the Mahant of Radhakund, he also agreed to this evidence, but he doesn't want to be the person to change the date. This has been going on since a long time, so nobody wants to change it. But some devotees now in Chaitra Purnima, Balaram Purnima, they're going and bathing in Radhakund very peacefully. Now if you go, of course I don't know with pandemic going on, what it was like last night. But last time I went, it was just to get down to the ghat took us till 12:30. So many thousands of people there, and it was big pushing and shoving. In the old days, we used to have a lot of fun, and we would go with a big three buses, kirtan party all around Radhakund and Shamakund three times. And then we find a place on the ghat and sit and do kirtan till midnight. It used to be a lot of fun. The last time I would have just pushing and shoving and pushing it. Those days, very peacefully you could take your bath. And about taking bath in Radhakund, my older god brothers have told me that when 1971 in November, Prabhupada brought all of the devotees and took them on Prikrama. Prabhupada also took the devotees on Prikrama. And he brought them to Radhakund, and with his cane, Prabhupada said, "This is Radhakund." So the devotees immediately just ripped off their cloth and jumped into the kund in front of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't say anything, just he went, because devotees, they just lost all bodily consciousness. This is Radhakund. So they lost all bodily consciousness, and Prabhupada with his cane, he was trying to separate that the men should bathe on one side and the ladies should bathe on the other side. But since we're Westerners and we're very frivolous, devotees were going to Radhakund and running and jumping and splashing, doing cannonballs and having water fights and so many things. So later Prabhupada forbid us from taking bath, because we're very frivolous. Actually, those who are fanatics, they don't even go feet first. They don't even touch their feet. They crawl head first into the kund. But at least you should take some water in your head before you place your feet in the kund. But I know some devotees who just crawl head first. But I have my version of the final order. We know that at the end of this month of Kartik, or the middle of this month of Kartik, Prabhupada was very ill and he wanted to go on Prikrama of Govardhan. But all the devotees saw the position he was in, just skin and bones and hardly eating anything. So they couldn't imagine how he could withstand the Prikrama of Govardhan. Anyway, anyhow, Tamal Krishna convinced Prabhupada that this is not a good idea. And then they made a program that they would have the devotees go on Prikrama of Govardhan for Prabhupada. So Tamal was telling that we're going to go on Prikrama of Govardhan, all the devotees. And we'll see Kusum Sarovar, we'll see Govindakund, we'll see Manasi Ganga, we'll see Radhakund. And Prabhupada's final order was, you go take bath on my behalf. As soon as he told that we'll see Radhakund, then Prabhupada said, you go take bath on my behalf. So you can do Ritvik Snan in Radhakund. Of course, if your Guru Maharaj forbids you, then that's another thing. But anyway, the final order of Prabhupada is that you take bath reverently, without splashing, jumping, and doing all kinds of nonsense things, frivolous things. So anyway, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Mahaprabhu was wandering through the forests of Braj. And it describes how the deer were coming along with the does and the bucks together were coming. And therefore the gopis are very envious. Along with their husbands, the deers were coming to see the Lord, where they have to sneak out and cheat their husband in so many ways to see Krishna. And the branches of the trees were hanging fruit down for Mahaprabhu, and so parrots were singing. So many beautiful descriptions is there. From the context of this description, because the next thing, Mahaprabhu headed toward Govardhan, I've understood he must have been in Bahulavan. This particular description of the forest of Vrindavan is Bahulavan. And since this is Bahulastami Day, it has something to do with, nobody's ever explained to me what is Bahulastami, but I know some pastime of Bahula, we'll tell later. So from Bahulavan, he headed toward Govardhan. And Mahaprabhu was doing Prikrama, not like you guys, with AC car and bus. He was going by his 2 feet, with his hands raised in the air, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he was totally lost in ecstasy. No external consciousness. Gradually they approached one village, and Balabhadra, his servant, asked one villager, what is the name of this village? And the villager said, this is a ritagram. As soon as the sound of ritagram entered Mahaprabhu's ear, he immediately came to his external consciousness. And he began to ask everyone, where's Radhakun and Shamakun? But nobody could tell. Now, why hearing a ritagram did Mahaprabhu think of Radhakun and Shamakun? Because the original name of this place was Aristagram, named after the killing of Aristasura. And in the purport of that pastime, we find this pastime of the appearance of Radhakun. Now, what does Aristasura have to do with Radhakun? Because Aristasura was a big demon, and Radhakun, we've heard, is a very sweet, the most sweet Madhurya Rasa place in the universe, the highest place in the universe. What happened was that particular day, Krishna had just gotten dressed to do Rasa Leela with the gopis at that place. And he was dressed up, Prabhupada says, like a dancing actor. In Sanskrit we say Natavara. Just like we've also got a godbrother from Mauritius named Natavara. He's a dancing actor, beautiful sash and brilliant golden dhoti, pitambar dhoti, very nicely dressed. Peacock feather in his crown. When he got the news that this Aristasura was terrorizing the Brijbasis, we thought this terrorism was something new. This has been going on since the last 5,000 years. This was Arista bin Laden. He was tearing up the earth with his hooves. He was smashing the Brijbasi houses with his horns. By his roar, the Brijbasinis were having miscarriages. His tail was swatting the clouds. It was so high, it was swatting the clouds here and there. And he came and he saw Krishna standing there. Immediately, he began to dig the earth and roar. And he pointed his horns at Krishna to aim at him and charge. It is described, Krishna very nonchalantly, he put his hand on one of his friend's shoulders. He wasn't at all impressed by this big show of arrogance of Aristasura. And Aristasura charged, then Krishna grabbed him by the horns and swung him around and threw him hundreds of feet away. Then he began to roll on the ground and shake his legs very violently. He somehow he rolled over and stood up. Again he aimed his horns. Again he came charging at Krishna. Krishna again grabbed him by the horns, swung him around and around and around. This time he smashed him on the ground. And then he began to stomp on him like a wet sponge, and passing stool and urine simultaneously, he went to the kingdom of death. He went to the kingdom of death. So then Krishna told Radharani and all the gopis, all right, now we can do Ras. And Radharani said, we can't be associated with such a person as you. You've killed a big bull, that is a pop. You know pop? Coca-Cola 7-Up. Pop means sin. You've done a big pop. We can't be associated with you. Because what pop did I do? What sin have I done? Said you killed a bull. And because that wasn't a bull, that was a demon. And Radharani and the gopis said, may have been a demon, but he was in the form of a bull. And Krishna said, may have been in the form of a bull, but he was a demon. And Radharani said, well, we heard from Mother Purnamasi that one time Indra killed one demon, but he was a Brahmin. He may have been a demon, but he was a Brahmin. He got reaction. You remember from Srimad Bhagavatam, that old lady with tuberculosis, with corona, coughing blood, came chasing after him. He had to hide in the lake of lotus flowers. You remember from Srimad Bhagavatam. He got reaction. So then Krishna said, all right, what do I have to do to get free from this reaction? And Radharani and the gopis, they consulted one another. Then they told Krishna, you will have to take bath in all the sacred places of the universe. Jai, just on time, huh? Perfect. Jai, Sisi Krishna, Gornitai, Sisi Krishna Baldao, Sisi Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jai. You will have to take bath in all the sacred places of the universe. And Krishna said, Are, that will take a long time. How I can be away from you gopis for so long? He said, I will make a kund and call all the waters of the sacred place universe in one place and take my bath here. And Radharani Gopi said, oh, Kshyam Sundar, don't try to fool us with your magic. We don't believe in your magic. Then Krishna took his right foot and he stomped his foot into the ground. Never, because it's in the shape of a foot, it's crooked. So, then he played on his flute, and all the sacred places of the universe appeared there, bending down with folded hands. Any seva for us, Maharaj? Any service? And Krishna said, yes. You chant your mantra, you give your introduction, you chant your mantra, and you pour your water in my kund. So all the sacred place in the universe came forward. Everyone chanted gave his introduction, that I am Ganga, I am Saraswati, I am Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, whatever holy place was there. They chanted their mantra and they poured their water in Krishna's kund. So this went on for a very long time. And Krishna, just by his eyes, he was showing the gopis that this is what I told. Because when we have love, then our hearts are very close. We don't have to talk very loudly. Just like we're angry, we shout. Why? Because our hearts have gone far away. We're standing face to face, but we shout. Because our hearts have gone far away. But when we have love, then we just talk. Pss, 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 pss. Or sometimes just by our eyes we talk. So Krishna, just by his eyes, he was showing. See, I told you, they're coming. So then Krishna took his bath. Then he invited all Radharani and all the Sakis. You come in the water, we'll enjoy Jalakeli, water pastimes. And Radharani the Gopi said, Are, this water is contaminated with your sin. How we can come in this water? We're going to make our own kund and make it more beautiful than your kund. So on the other side, there was this place where Aristasura had dug his hoof into the ground. There was a depression. So Radharani broke her golden bangle. Golden bangle means kankan, or also sometimes kangan. And she began to dig. And all the sakis, they broke their bangles and they began to dig. I was there in 1987 when they did the cleaning of the kund and we got darshan of Kanga Kund. And in 2000, maybe it was 10, all right. Was it 10 years ago? My goodness. And yeah, I was there also in 2010 and we got darshan of Kangan Kund. You can go on YouTube and type in either Kangan Kund or Kangan Kund and you can see the cleaning of Radha Kund and get darshan of Kangan Kund. And you'll be shocked. So many hundreds, but there's so many steps all the way down to the mud. And you'll see water coming from all corners of the kund. All the steps are down, then where the mud is, water's coming and they're trying to clean out the Kangan Kund, but the water just keeps coming and coming and coming. So in 1987, we went there, we brought a whole Prikama party, and we came there, and the mud was up to our calves. We weren't going to miss the opportunity to get some water from Kankankun. So we were circumambulating, and they had some sticks with red flags, and all the Brijbasis were yelling. So I thought, because there's big lines of Brijbasis pulling mud, everyone passing the bucket from one to the next, one to the next, I thought they were upset because we may break their line, disturb their service. But suddenly I stepped, there was no bottom. And my leg went all the way down to my calf. And then the more I pulled, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen people in quicksand, you know, you pull, it just pulls you back. And of course I was a little bit younger then, so somehow or other that's why they were all yelling, is don't go there. That's why the flags were there and everything, because there was a hole. Somehow my foot was on one foot, left foot was on solid ground, so I managed to gradually work my foot out. And then we got to the Kund and we took some water ahead. Ram Roy just jumped right into the Kund, boom! And we told everybody that Kankankun Darshan is there. The next day devotees came on a bus, and that particular day they had finished the cleaning and they let the water flow. And by the time the devotees came the next day, it was already full. So anyway, they made this beautiful kund in the middle of Radhakund, very, very far down. If you know where the Jagannath temple is, the Baba there, he has a picture of that darshan of Kankankun. So anyway, Krishna came and he said, your kund is very beautiful, but there's no water in it. And Radharani said, we're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. In the middle of Govardhan town, there's a beautiful lake called Manasi Ganga. We're going to get hundreds and hundreds of silver and gold water pots with hundreds and hundreds of gopis, one line coming, one line going, and we're going to fill it with water from Manasi Ganga. Now, Krishna doesn't like to see Radharani or any of the sakis doing any hard work. He can't bear to see even a bead of perspiration come on Radha's brow. So immediately he signaled with his eyes to all those holy places personified, and they merged into one personality. And then one personality came before Srimati Radhika, and he began to pray to her that we thought the perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because when Krishna took bath in Shamakund, then he became purified, right? Yet all the holy places became purified because Krishna bathed in their water. So we thought perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Krishna. But now, seeing your divine, wonderful qualities, we can understand real perfection of life is to be associated with your lotus feet. And Radharani said, what do you want? And the holy place personified said, we want to come in your kund. Then Radharani, she smiled at Sri Krishna. And she shook her head like this. You have to know, there's one way is no, one way is yes. You have to understand the bhav. I'm so used to this. One time I was sitting in the row of seats in the airplane where the exit row is, you know. So the, what do you call, stewardess, yeah, she came. And she has to give in, she gives a whole line, you know, are you able to blah, 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 blah. And said, you understand? You don't understand? Oh, yeah, I understand. So Radharani went like that, and they broke through the wall of Shamakund into the lake of Radhakund. And the waters came flowing in. If you see in the Sangam where the two kuns meet, you'll see there's a white chhatri, dome-like structure. If you look closely at the steps, you'll see there's a hole there. Actually, under the water is completely open. In 1987, when we came there, myself and my dear godbrother Kripanidhi, we ran back and forth and back and forth. I don't know if anybody else has ever done that. We were in the mud running back and forth and back and forth between the two kuns. The big hole was exposed. So then that was the appearance of Radha Kund. And Krishna told Radha, your kund is even more beautiful than mine. And I will always come and take my bath in your kund. And Radharani told Krishna, your kund is very beautiful, and we will always come and take our bath in your kund. In fact, if you go to Raghunath Das's Bhajan Kutir, there's a ghat there called Manasa Pavana Ghat. Because the noontime meeting place, Yoga Pit of Braj, is Radha Kund. So at noon, Radharani and her sakis come to that ghat on Shamakund, where Raghunath Das's Bhajan Kutir is located. And they take their bath in Shamakund. So, and Krishna had told that your kund will become more beautiful and more famous than mine. As a fact, we never hear anybody say, I'm going to Shamakund. Does anybody say, I'm going to Shamakund? They say, I'm going to Radha Kund. They're both there. And nobody says, I'm going to Shamakund today. Last night, all the buses were going, Radha Kund, Radha Kund, Radha Kund. So therefore, when Mahaprabhu heard, this is a Ritagram, named after Aristasura, the old name was Aristagram. Then he began to ask everyone, where's Radha Kund and Shamakund? But they were lost to the eyes of the world. No one knew. So we know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the self-same Brijananandan Shamsundar. We sing Brijananandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se. Bralaram Hoilo Nithai. So being the self-same Brijananandan Shamsundar Krishna, he could understand. He sat underneath the tamal tree. There's on the bank of Shamakund, there's a beautiful place, the sitting place of Mahaprabhu Betak. Also known as Tamal Tala. There used to be a tamal tree there. And sitting under that tamal tree, being the self-same Shamsundar, Mahaprabhu could understand that there was two rice paddy fields there. One was called Kali, one was called Gauri. Kali, we can understand, means black, Shamakund. And Gauri, of course, means golden, that's Radhakund. So Mahaprabhu went down, nobody could understand what the sannyasi is doing. He began, whatever water was in that paddy field, he began to bathe with that water, and all the villagers were astounded. After bathing in that, when he chanted so many beautiful prayers. Sava gopi haite radha krishna priyase taiche radha kunda priya priya rasarasi. Sava, we know sab means all. Sava gopi haite radha krishna ra priyasi. Of all the gopis, there's one who's most dear, Radha. Sava gopi haite radha krishna ra priyasi. Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Taiche radha kunda priya priya rasarasi. In the same way, this sarasi, this pond, known as Radhakund, is just as dear to Krishna as Radharani. From Pandapuran, Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kundam Priyam Data Sarva Gopisu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Ballava. Yatha, just as Radha, Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu, just as Radha is very dear to Vishnu or Krishna, Tasya Kundam Priyam Data. That kund is just as dear to Krishna as Radha. Sarva gopisu saivaika. Sarva also means all. Sarva gopisu saivaika. Sarva ek. Of all the gopis, saivaika, there's one. Vishnu ratyanta balava. Balava means beloved. And when you want to do the highest, then you say atyant. Just like we say more than we, or better than best. That's good, but that's better, that's best. So if you want to say the best, then you say atyant. Atyanta balava, this kund is most beloved of Krishna. What is that? How's it start? Say kunde ek bar kore snan, thanda radha sama prema Krishna kore dan. Say kunde, in this kund. Say kunde. Ek kunde say ek bara kore snan. Say if somebody ek bar kore snan, just like we know Stanyatra takes his bath. If somebody one time takes his bath, Tanda Radha Sama Prema Krishna Kore Dana. Radha Sama Prema. We know this word Sama. We heard it in Bhagavad Gita. Samoham Sarva Bhutesha. I'm equal to everyone. That prema, equal to Radharani's prema, Krishna Kore Dana. Dana means charity. Just like when you go to Radhakun, so many Brahmins will descend upon you to take charity. But Krishna, he's giving charity. What charity? Radha Sama Prema. That prema equal to Srimati Radharani, Krishna gives in charity to anyone who takes bath. This is so sweet. And even without knowing Bengali, just by hearing a few little words from reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bengali and Sanskrit, very close, you can practically understand this verse. Ekunde se ek bara kore snan. One time take snan. Tanda rada sama prema Krishna kore dan. Kundura mahima yena radara mahima. Kundura maduri yena radara madurima. The glories, kundura mahima, the glories of this kund is just as glorious as Srimati Radharani. And the sweetness of this kund is just as sweet as madurima, the sweetness of Srimati Radharani. This is the one I was trying to remember. This is the one that you'll easily figure this verse out. E kunde nitya Krishna radhika rasange jale jala kele kore tire rasarange. E kunde, in this kund, nitya, you know nitya, always, Krishna, nitya Krishna, Radhikara Sange, you can follow, Radhikara Sange, in the association of Radharani. Ekunde Nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange Jale. Just like here we say Pani, but when you go to Mayapur, when they're passing out the water, they say Jol, 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 Jol. Jale means in the water. Ekunde Nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange Jale Jala Keli. We know Keli, Jale kele, water pastimes, water sports. Jale jale kele kore tire, we know tira, right? We're singing every morning. Tira, Jamuna tira, Banachai, banks. Tire rasarange. See, without even knowing Sanskrit or Bengali, you can understand. E kunde nitya Krishna radhika rasange. Jale jale kele kore tire rasarange. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the people of the world will learn Bengali just to relish the ras of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So chanting all of these prayers, you can learn them. They're all there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this, I can't remember which chapter, Madhya Lila, Lord Chaitanya travels in Vrindavan. 18th chapter, Madhya Lila. You can learn all these prayers, even in your own language. Now Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Prabhupada's mercy, is in so many different languages. So in your own language, you can learn the translations of all these beautiful prayers. You can learn this beautiful Bengali verses. Then after taking his bath and chanting all these prayers, Mahaprabhu marked his body with tilak from the mud of Radhakund. And he reveals Radhakund to the eyes of the world. So that is a beautiful pastime of the appearance of Radhakund. So one time Rupa Goswami was Rupa Goswami was staying in Radhakund for some time. And something Chatuspali, I can't remember the name, Chatuspali, some beautiful work. He was writing, and Sanata Goswami, of course we know, had his bhajan kutir in Manasi Ganga. So he came one day to visit Rupa Goswami, and he asked to see what he's written. And he saw that Rupa Goswami has written that Radharani's beautiful braid is just like a black snake, cobra. And Sanata Goswami said, how you can describe our Swamini's braid with such an ugly creature, low caste, low creature? This is not proper. And Rupa Goswami, I don't know, that's what came in my mind. If you can think of something better, so... Sanata Goswami began to walk around the kund, and he was trying to think of a better comparison. Suddenly he looked, and he saw some young girls swinging on a swing on the bank of Radhakund. And as he watched, he saw a big black cobra behind the main girl on the swing. He immediately came running, hey, there's a snake, look out, there's a snake. Huh? And all the young girls, they looked at Sanata Goswami and they laughed. And they suddenly disappeared. No one was there. Then Sanata Goswami realized, when you look at a girl's head from the back, then it's like the head of a cobra all spread out, like as it comes back into this choti, this braid like that, that curls down. So that girl's braid had gone up in the air, looked like the hood of the cobra, and... the body of the cobra. So then Sanata Goswami went back and said, whatever you've written, it is okay, it's perfect. So I've been told, I still don't know where it is, but I've been told this pastime happened on Govindagat. So it was just recently I heard, and now we've been locked up for 8 months, so I haven't been there to investigate where is Govindagat, but this pastime happened on Govindagat. And we know that our Raghunath Das Goswami spent many, many years there. I've heard more than 45 years he spent on the banks of Radhakund and Shyamakund. And in fact, he was the one who first, just now we've seen the government, finally they did something nice. They put all nice carved stone walls all around Radhakund and beautiful carved jali latticework railings and so many dwars and so many things. They did something nice. But the first person was Raghunath Das Goswami. Because he was thinking that in the future, Prabhupada is going to preach all over the world and Vaishnavas will come from every part of the world. There's no proper ghats, there's no proper facilities. What to do? So he was thinking that if I got some money, I would excavate the kunds and fix up the ghats. And then he thought, oh, again I'm thinking about money. Because we know that Raghunath Das, he was the son of Govardhan and Hiranyagarbha. Govardhan was his father, Hiranyagarbha was his uncle. And they had opulence greater than the king of heaven. They were so opulent. But he left everything. Just wearing a kopan, taking a little bit of chach, hardly eating, hardly sleeping, just spending his time chanting. He thought, oh, again I'm thinking about money. So he took Maunvrat. He became quiet. He didn't speak to anyone. Meanwhile, one industrialist from Calcutta, he went to Badrinath to give a big donation there. But Lord Badri Vishal came in his dream. He said, don't give that donation here. You go to Vrindavan. From Vrindavan you find out Radhakund. It's not like there were so many nice roads and taxis and buses and things like that available, so it was a very difficult task. And you give this money to Raghunath Das Gosain. He won't take that money, but you tell him that Lord knows his desire to fix the Kund. So that man, he came here to Vrindavan somehow or another. Somehow he managed to get to Radha Kund. He asked everyone for Raghunath Das. He came there. He told Raghunath, "I have a huge donation for you." Raghunath said, "Wherever you came, you please go back. I don't want to see your money." Not like us. As soon as we hear big donation, yeah. But Prabhupada said, not a farthing for Sanskrit, everything for Krishna's. We can accept big donation for Krishna's service. So he said, Lord knows your desire to fix the Kund. Then he said, all right, give it here. Then we were talking, Radha Kund was very straight and simple. The Krishna Kund is very crooked. What happened was there were some trees. In order to make everything straight, there were some trees in the way. So Raghunath told the laborers that tomorrow you cut, he marked these trees, he said, tomorrow you cut these trees and we'll make everything straight. That night, in Raghunath Das's dream, Yudhisthira Maharaj appeared. And he told him that myself, Bhima, Arjun, Nakula, Sahadev, we five brothers are staying in the form of trees on the bank of Shamakund doing our bhajan. So be very careful about cutting trees in Braj. You don't know who they may be. So he said, in the morning you'll recognize us. So then Raghunath Das came in the morning. He saw these five trees are there. He could recognize them. He told them, please don't cut. So they had to make Shamakund a little crooked. And that particular, the other name of that ghat where Raghunath Das's bhajan kutir is known as Pancha Pandav Ghat. Pancha Pandav Ghat. And you'll see, before my eyes it dried up, there was a huge old neem tree there, right on the ghat. And all the Babas told me this was Bhim. But several years ago, before my very eyes, he dried up. So just the trunk is still staying there, but that was Bhim. The others I don't know anything about. So anyway, time is up, so we'll leave a little space for anybody has any questions or comments. We'll try to answer them. Okay, Jigasu has his question. Reverently, with great reverence. Whenever you want. At least once in a lifetime you should. Once in a year is also nice. But we shouldn't think, let me go to Radha Kund and stay there, I'll bathe every day. Because it says in Nectar of Instruction that one should... who is that person who will refuse to go and live in Radha Kund and take his bath there every day? Who is that intelligent person? So everybody cites that verse that I'm going to Radha Kund. But the first verse of Nectar Instruction is Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udara Pasta Vegam. The first, you try to control all these pushings of your senses. Vacha, you're speaking all day long for the last 5 days. Everybody just talking. Biden, Trump. You control your speech to speak only about Krishna. Control the urge of anger. Anger is the hardest. That's the hardest one. Because we see so many times the Rishi is becoming very angry. Calm and crowed, you can control a little bit. But this anger, that's the hard one. So first you control all these pushings of your senses, then you go live in Radhakund. But even better than living in Radhakund, because everybody's anxious to get Radha Bhav. But Radharani, her Bhav is to bring, she's always trying to make arrangements to bring people to Krishna. All the gopis, their Bhav is to meet Radharani with Krishna. They're always making arrangements for Radharani to meet with Krishna. Just like we see all the common people always singing Radhe Radhe Shyamalale. Oh, Radharani, please meet me with Shyam. That's sense gratification. We don't like to sing like that. Because our Gaudiya Siddhanta is that we want to meet Radharani with Krishna. We want to make arrangements to meet, to serve Radha and Krishna. So that's the real Radha Bhav, to get bring people to Krishna. So those who go out and distribute books all over the world, or stay here on our campus and distribute books, that is the real Radha Bhav, and you will please Prabhupada, because that Radhakund is the place where book distribution was born. Prabhupada was walking on the Sangam with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Prabhupada told our Prabhupada that if you ever get any money, print books. So book distribution is born in Radhakund. If you want Radha Bhav, then you do book distribution. So, Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Thank you for the very nice class. I was wondering if you would like to share some things that sometimes we hear that Bhavarashtra is not the appearance of Radhakund. Other things of Chaitra.
You missed the first part of the class. First half of the class I was telling then. The Jiva Goswami explains that the killing of Aristasura took place on Chaitra Purnima. Balaram Purnima, we also know. Balaram's Rasa dance, rather. And the appearance of Radhakund was on the killing of Aristasura. But nobody showed me any writing of any of our acharyas where they said that the Balasami is the appearance of Radhakund, or the Radhakund appeared on Balasami Day. Only thing we have is Jiva Goswami. We do have, Padma Puran says, one can please Radharani very easily by taking bath on the Balasami Day. I've seen the Sanskrit, there's nothing that says night or nothing about midnight, it says just Balasami, period. And the Brishpasis, they follow, because those who follow this midnight bath, they say that it has to be Astami at midnight. It's still Astami this morning. I don't know how long the Astami Tithi lasts, but at midnight tonight it won't be Astami. So if you want to go take bath on Astami day, it's still Astami right now. You can go there and take your bath. Very reverently, on Prabhupada's behalf. So, if there's no other questions, we'll fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who distributed Radhakund to the world. Srila Prabhupada ki.